And we are back here on Music for the Mountain Bluegrass, coming at you here from beautiful and spooky central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard, glad to have you along. We are playing murder songs, bluegrass murder ballads this week, and we're going to keep things going right now with one from the Mashville Brigade from the CD Bluegrass Smash Hits Volume 1. You all know this one? It's Banks of the Ohio, and it's kicking off sort of a watery set for you now on Music for the Mountain.
Thank you. words ever fall from the lips of a fool. Jennifer was 17, the same age as I. She had lived next door to us since we were five. She knew I loved her dearly and told her many times, looking forward to the day when she would be all mine. One more year of school we thought those wedding bells would ring, but the hand of fate has ways of changing everything. Walked upon the two of them down by the waterfall. Jennifer and Jimmy Jones, they saw me not at all. Down by the waterfall, where the waters run so cool, there no secrets ever fall from the lips of a fool. Jones was married and had a family, and I couldn't understand why they did this to me. They both were scared, but all they thought I'd do was tell his wife. Faces turned a mask of fear before I took their life. People thought that Jennifer just up and ran away. Jimmy Jones, who disappeared, a mystery today. Many years had passed, but vividly I still recall. Only I alone know what's behind the waterfall. Down by the waterfall, where the waters run so cool, there no secrets ever fall from the lips of a fool, from the lips of a fool.
Take me down to that river bottom, boys. Let me loaf around and take my time. Let me look at that place where I last saw her face. Let me sit down and think about my crime, boys, what I done to that pretty gal of mine. Well, that sheriff's coming, I don't care. His bloodhounds are sucking up the air. They're coming after a while to make me walk that last mile. But I ain't gonna cry, gonna smile, 'cause it made me feel so good to see her die. Take me down to that river bottom, boys. Let me walk along that shady river lane. Let me stand once again where she took 100 men, where I first felt the squeeze of her chain. Boys used to laugh at me when I was in pain. Oh, that holy angel and her dream, that big ugly devil neath the skin. She was shy, she was bold, sweet, warm, I've been told. Now her hot body flows in the cold, and her gold slips among the sugar cane. Last night I dreamed I was there, looking down her face, pale and fair, with the red eyes and blue gills, swimming and weeping all through her long streaming hair. around and take my ease. Let me sit on that stump where she took that long jump with my clothesline tied around her knees. Boys, cheating hands and clutching at the breeze. Where she went straight down to her death with that cussing and whiskey on her breath. And them lies from before couldn't help her anymore, and I laughed just to see her singing low. Just to know I'll put an end to that disease. Just to know I'll put an end to that disease.
Country Gentleman here on Music for the Mountain Bluegrass. River Bottom there for you. Taking that from the Sugar Hill Collection. Not sure what year that one came out, but that one featured Bill Yates on the baritone vocal along with Kent Dowell on the tenor vocal and banjo. Rick Allred on mandolin. Ed Ferris on the bass there. Yeah. Good stuff there. Of course, Charlie Waller singing the lead for you. Wayne Taylor and Appaloosa in there as well. We heard Secret of the Waterfall. That's from their 2010 release, Out in the Middle of Nowhere. And we started you off the Mashville Brigade and Banks of the Ohio in our murder extravaganza here, celebrating Halloween, sort of, I guess. But like I said, we're going to be doing the ghostly stuff over on the Out of the Woods show this week. So if you want to check out some more of that stuff, go over there. We'll actually have some Country Gentlemen over there as well. I think we do every year, right? You know which one I play. Actually, we play that and a little bit of Seldom Seen, too. That's right, yeah. We always play a lot of bluegrass over there, so come on over and check out of the Woods. It's on most of the same stations where you hear Music for the Mountain Bluegrass. All right, folks. Well, we're going to kick into one going way back here from Earl Taylor and Jim McCall with the Stony Mountain Boys, taking this from a compilation called Bluegrass Power Picks. And, of course, Pretty Polly for you.
Polly, come and go along with me. Polly, pretty Polly, come and go along with me. Before we get married, some pleasure we'll see. Willie, little Willie, I'm afraid from away. Polly, your guess is about right. Polly, pretty Polly, your guess is about right. I dug on your grave the biggest part of last night. He went down to the jailhouse and what did he say?
Howdy friends, this is Ralph Stanley, and I'd like to tell you where you can listen to some good music, and that's the Music for the Mountains. Tune in. Come little girl, let's go get married. I love you so great, I can't just like me. I'll work for you both late and early. At my wedding, my little wife you'll be. Willie Jones, both them sitters. We're both too young to be married now. When we're married, we're bound together. Let's say singles one more year. He went to the bar where she was dancing. A jealous thought came through his mind. I'll kill the girl, my own true lover, or let another man beat my time. Then he went to the bar and he called her to him. Said, will he get what he want with me? Come and drink wine with the one that loves you more than anyone else, you know, said he. While they were at the bar drinking, that same old thought I'll give her a paw and a glass of wine. She laid her head over on his shoulder. Said, will you, dear, please take me home? That glass of wine that I'm just drinking has gone to my head and got me home. He laid his head over on his shoulder. Let me read you the law, let me tell you my mind. Molly dear, I'm sorry to tell you, we both drank poison glasses. They fold their arms around each other. They cast their eyes into the sky. Oh God, ain't this a pity that we both true lovers are bound to die.
Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys for you, of course, Little Glass of Wine. Another classic murder ballad here on our murder extravaganza for Halloween and election week. That track goes back to 1981 and, of course, featured Ralph on the banjo and lead vocal, Charlie Sizemore on the rhythm guitar, Junior Blankenship playing the lead, Curly Ray Klein on the fiddle, and Jack Cook on the bass. Also in there for you, we heard from Earl Taylor and Jim McCall with the Stony Mountain Boys and Pretty Polly. Yeah. Well, we are down about to our last set of murdery music for this week's Music for the Mountain Bluegrass. We'll be back with the usual mix next week, featuring lots of new stuff, new releases, classics, and all that kind of good stuff too. So make sure you tune in again, especially if you don't like this stuff. But yeah, we'll be back at it next week, so please join us. We're going to play one from the father right now and go back to, I think, late 1960s, maybe 1970 on this recording. Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. Everyone knows this one. I had a hard time deciding which one to pick, but that was the case with a lot of these songs this week. The Long Black Veil. Bill Monroe on Music for the Mountain.
Ten years ago on a cold dark night, someone was killed neath the town hall's light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have I spoke not a word, although it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walked these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night went well. Nobody knows but me. The scaffold was high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans and a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. No. Nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
I was raised in a small mill town, factory worker's son. Left my home and family at the age of 21. And I set out to find my way to a strange and distant town. I hadn't been there a year or more when trouble came around. I operate an old punch press, work all by myself. I make no friends or enemies, just parts from 4 to 12. Just parts from 4 to 12. One. As I was walking home, I heard an awful sound. Footsteps running out of sight, and by the time I turned around, shaken by the dreadful scene that came into my sight, a young man lying cold and still beneath the dim street light. Dear mama, say a prayer for me, please try not to cry. I swear to you I killed no one, but I had no alibi. Lord, I had no alibi. When there ain't no place to hide, I know someday they'll get to me, and I know when they do, I'll have to pay the penalty for the crime I didn't do, for the crime I didn't do.
Thank you. I saw him riding crossing the plain. I threw a bead on him to practice my aim. My brother's rifle went off in my hand. The shot rang out across the land. The horse had kept running, the rider was dead. I hung my head, I hung my head. And I set off running away from my dream. My brother's rifle went into the stream. And I kept on running to the salt land. That's where they found me, my head in my hand. The sheriff, he asked me why had I run. Then it came to me just what I had done. And all for no reason, just one piece of lead. I hung my head, I hung my head. Here in the courthouse, the whole town is there. I see the judge high up in his chair. Explain to the courtroom what went through your mind. We'll ask the jury what verdict they find. I said I feel power of death over life. I orphaned his children, I widowed his wife. I beg their forgiveness, I wish I were dead. I hung my head, I hung my head. See what they've done. We'll ride together to kingdom come. I pray for God's mercy, for soon I'll be dead. I hung my head. I hung my head. I hung my head.
Murdery episode of Music for the Mountain Bluegrass. We got to fly on out of here, but we will see you next time. I hung my head there, of course. One written by Sting. We had the Lonesome River Band in there and The Crime I Didn't Do. We started you off Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys and The Long Black Veil. All right, folks, we will catch you same time, same place. Stay tuned for more great music, and we will see you next time. Y'all come.
Y'all come. Y'all come. Y'all come. You all come, tis when you can. Y'all come, y'all come, oh, you all come, tis now. Good night, folks.